future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Today, we have a very special show in store. We have Shane Kehoe, co-founder of SVK Crypto, on the phone live from Consensus. Consensus is the biggest and best crypto and blockchain conference held in New York City. It happens once every year. Last year, I had the opportunity to go along with the rest of the SVK Crypto team. This year, Shane has taken lead. He has taken the challenge and he has run with it. So he's on the phone. I apologize for the sound quality, but listen, it's run and gun style. We got him live and direct. So let's get down to business. So Shane, we've got you on the line now. Thank you so much for making the time. You're currently at Consensus in New York City. What's going on? What's going down? Give us the skinny.
Charles, how are you? And you're absolutely right. I'm currently coming live from Consensus in the Hilton Hotel in Manhattan, New York City. As you can hear in the background, the Consensus day two has just come to an end. Everybody is now out in the foyer networking, having some cocktails and drinks, and having some food. It's been an absolutely awesome day. And yet again, I'm always blown away by the amount of support and the amount of attendance which we're seeing at these events.
So what's been going on? Like, what do people need to know? We've had a lot of announcements, a lot of news coming out. Is it a well-attended event? A lot of people raising questions about that. What can you give us a little bit of insight to what's really happening at Consensus?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so as I said, this is day two. When I go back to day one, which was an excellent day, there was a lot of people here present that I managed to touch base and connect with. Steve Kelso, who you probably already know from Galaxy Digital. He is running their OTC market. He was knocking around here yesterday. Really great to see Steve. The guys from DNA, big LA fund, were also in town. Got to hang out with Ivan from MoonPay, which is a really interesting project. Of course, the Flexa guys were in town, and we've had some great news, and maybe we'll talk about Flexa in a short while. Of course, we had the guys from Bancor, all the way over from Israel. Galia was here with Benny. Of course, on the EOS side as well, we had Ali from Lumios. Really great to see him in town. We had Rob Bernanke, who our EOS followers will know very well, who won the hackathon in San Francisco. We also had Kevin Rose from EOS New York. I had actually a great meeting today with Kevin. The guys from Next Exchange in Hong Kong, Rob Chaplin, Timothy Lewis, of course, from Liberty Block, Jay Chung, who I saw last night from HK EOS. Of course, my good cousin, Laurie Kehoe from Consensus, and a whole host of other people that I certainly don't want to go into a name-calling session, but certainly some of the best people that I've met in the last 24 hours. It's been really, really, really well attended compared to last year. Numbers are probably down, but quality is up. I know that there's been some really great keynotes and debates. I'm probably going to talk about Joe Lubin and Jimmy Song, who finally crystallized their bet, but maybe we'll get on to that. Apart from that, what I've really noticed, Charles, was a real move in from a lot of the institutional players. I've noted that Deloitte are here, Accenture are here. Also, I've seen a massive stand by IBM Blockchain as well, which have moved in. They're doing a lot of work with a lot of the enterprises. So what I'm really seeing is a flight to quality and a lot of big names moving into this space as well.
So 2018, we had kind of the ICO mania finishing off, but Consensus was really the hub. It was really the mecca, and it was the biggest it had ever been. Do you feel the vibes changed a little bit? Is the excitement still there in the corridors and the hallways and the conversations that have been had?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, the most business done here is actually in the reception area and in the corridors. I mean, that's where you get a deal done. Certainly this year, there was a lot of hotel suites as well on higher floors with some of the other funds, which I had the good fortune to be frequenting. I think the focus on more institutional and more of a mature market is very, very present, and that really suits, you know, SVK's venture capital side. I think the market is maturing and growing up, and I think that was very evident with regards to the key players.
So what have your takeaways been thus far? Have you been surprised or shocked by anything that you've seen? Excited? Where are you at by being in the midst of everything?
Well, listen, nothing surprises or shocks me, right? You know, we have a real great understanding of the whole space and how it's moving and maturing. You know, things that we called a year ago have started to come to fruition. So it's very much business as usual. I am very impressed with the amount of people that are moving into the space to deploy capital, the amount of people that are, you know, building out the rails, the amount of people that are supporting protocols. I think it's very positive overall, and you know, there's absolutely been, you know, no negativity, all positivity. And as I actually stand here, I look over at the Grand Ballroom, the advertising around the Grand Ballroom for Fidelity Digital Assets, right? We're empowering an institutional to engage in digital assets in a meaningful way. I mean, it's just awesome to see the likes of Fidelity moving into the space, and I think they're doing a real great job of that.
Is there a lot of discussions being had about this topic, institutional capital entering into the space? Is this something that people are discussing and talking about, or is it something that you're just seeing from the advertisements and banners and their presence?
It's very much topical, and it's not something that we're surprised by. You know, we've been talking about this for the last 2 years, you know, institutional capital inflow. It is happening. Very interesting. I got to see Mike Novogratz very, very, very briefly last night. He was in flying form. He was at the block party with a lot of the other guys from Galaxy Digital, and he's always been talking about the herd is coming. His call is very similar to our call, and I think that herd is coming, so we're really excited about that.
So listen, let's cut to the chase. Consensus is known for being the biggest and best cryptocurrency or blockchain event in the world, bar none. But it's also known for the side events that are taking place around the main event itself. Have you had the chance to check out any of the meetups going on and the events going on? What is the kind of presence like there?
Yeah. Well, you're absolutely right. You know, it's not just about the conference at the core, but all the other side events. And yet again, that's where a lot of the business goes. Last night was an excellent Monday night in New York City. There was two events I was invited to. One was the Tron event, you'll be interested to know. I'm always on the hunt for knowledge and edge, and Tron are definitely one of the competitors to EOS. Competition is healthy. So I took some time to go up to that meetup last night and actually hang out with a lot of the guys, actually, funny enough, from the EOS network. But I went up to the Tron event. I popped my head in there for about an hour and a half. That was very, very cool. Good to see those guys building out. But, you know, I'm always looking to see what their edge is. Not totally clear to me, but I would thank them for their kind hospitality. Of course, after that, I went to the block party. The block party was in the Up Down Club last night. That was the place to be. Everybody was there, from Mike Novogratz and the Galaxy team to Tone Vase, to a lot of the big influencers, to a lot of the big funds. It was great to go up there and see so many people that I hadn't had the opportunity to connect with. So the guys at the block party did a great job, and I'd like to thank Jeremy Gardner for looking after me so well last night and actually buying several very kind bottles of alcohol, and they went down very, very well. But apart from that, it was a great networking event, and it went off without a hitch. So the guys at Block Party did an awesome event.
That's great to hear. And it's great that these parties bring everyone together, right? And you always have the opportunity to meet other people within the space, which is just unparalleled to anywhere else. But something I want to talk about is competition. And you brought it up talking about Tron and EOS, but I want to talk about competition between Bitcoin and Ethereum. Because I know, being at Consensus like you are, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of excitement between Jimmy Song and Joe Lubin. Can you give us a little bit of intel?
Yeah, absolutely. I see, like, we really saw this kick off last year. It was actually one of the events that we were at last year that they had a little bit of an altercation. A bet was made, but I don't think it was formalized. And this year they finally got on stage, and I believe that they did actually crystallize what that bet will look like. Very happy that they did. I saw Jimmy Song sometime later, and you know, he's always smiling. He thinks he has an edge and a trade, and you know, I wish the both of them best of luck. It certainly adds a little bit of spice and flavor, and good luck to them both. I hope the best man wins.
Absolutely. Now, by the way, the deal terms are as follows. So if Ethereum is going or doing great 4 years from now, Song will pay Lubin or his beneficiary 810.8 ETH. Now, if the dApp economy is sputtering to that point, Lubin will send Jimmy Song 69.74 Bitcoin. For Lubin to win, yeah, Ethereum needs to have 15 unique dApps, achieving 10,000 transactions or more daily users, as well as transactions, yeah, and 100,000 monthly active users for any 6 calendar months in any 12 calendar month period, including May 23rd, 2023. Do you think that's something that Ethereum can do? 10,000 or more daily active users and 100,000 monthly active users, is that possible for them?
Yeah, listen, they're both very bullish by nature. I am going to see what happens. You know, is it possible? Yeah, anything's possible. How will they go about doing it? You know, I'm not so sure. For me personally, I'm focused solely on EOS, and that's where our focus is. Let these guys fight it out amongst themselves, and let the best man win. It's certainly going to be entertaining, and it's really great to be here on the day that they actually make that wager.
I completely agree, and now we've got it in the history books. Let's see who's going to be right. Someone is, someone isn't. The market will tell, right? We got to tune in, enjoy the ride, and see who's going to win this one. So, other news, you met one of the core team members over at Flexa. I mean, Flexa has been getting a lot of attention, a lot of attraction in the last 24 hours. The video we did for Flexa here in London actually got over 1,000 hits in a 24-hour period on the back of all the excitement from Consensus itself, which was funny to see. But I know that you have been talking to some of the team there. Do you want to bring us up to speed with the conversations that are being had, the excitement that's currently going around Consensus for Flexa?
Yeah, listen, it's no doubt they've done a really great job marketing Flexa. I sent you guys some pictures yesterday where at certain parts of the conference that Flexa was actually being accepted. I hooked up with Peter yesterday, who works very close to Tyler. I congratulated them on the good news. And it's awesome to see these guys executing their plan. I mean, we never really had a doubt, and it's great to start to see businesses, projects, enterprises commit and deliver on their roadmap. So, you know, well done to the boys at Flexa. Also, it was great that we had, you know, in hindsight, the opportunity to make that great video that we did about Flexa some time ago. And, yeah, really great to see it being picked up now on all social media channels and, you know, just be a very small part of helping and supporting the Flexa team. It's what we do here at SVK, and it's great to see that happen.
Yeah, and to add to that as well, Tyler was in our office a couple of months back, but just before Christmas, and I remember that he bought us a present when he came in. We bought you a present. He bought you a very rare bottle of whiskey. Whiskey is one of the things that he loves. He has a passion for, and we still have it in our office. We haven't drank it yet, so maybe we have to reach out to Tyler and see when he's next in London.
I think that's a very good idea. Yes, he got me a beautiful, beautiful presentation case of whiskey, and to my knowledge, no one's had any of it yet, and I hope that's the case. But I want to thank him. He's a very thoughtful guy, a real whiskey connoisseur. So thank you for that lovely gift.
Absolutely. Well, listen, is there anything else that you can bring us up to speed with while we have you on the phone? Because I know once you go, you're gone. You're going to be at all the events and meetups in New York. What else can you tell us before you go?
Well, I'm off to a private dinner now in the next half an hour, which is for 50 of the largest influencers, funds, movers and shakers, I think I was told earlier on, which I think I'm neither, but I've accepted the dinner invitation. I'm really looking forward to that. And then after that, there is the EOS party, a networking event by Carbon and Icon. So I'm really looking forward to that as well. Besabe and Mark are putting on that party. And there's a lot of EOS people that are going to that. So really looking forward to supporting the EOS community here in New York. And maybe tomorrow I'll have some time when we can come on the show and I can give you the kind of wrap up. But I think the key takeaways are that great quality people, real institutional capital moving into the space, certainly seeing a more educated investor. It's wonderful to have that flight to quality, certainly from a VC fund. It's really the angle that we're looking at. So Consensus and New York Blockchain Week, thank you very much. It's been a wonderful time thus far, but busy. But I think we're making some really great contacts, but on the funding side and also on the deal flow side, which is
listen, thank you so much for tuning in. I know it's absolutely hectic. I can hear the buzz on the atmosphere behind you. So we really appreciate that. And we look forward to tuning in tomorrow to have the wrap up, the end summary, the synopsis.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Coming live and direct from New York Blockchain Week and Consensus.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in and making the show as special as it was, and especially to Shane for calling in and giving us some time in his busy schedule. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you so much for your time and attention. As always, if you haven't already, subscribe to the SVK Crypto podcast. You know it makes sense. Follow us on Twitter at SVK_crypto. Join us on Telegram. If you type in SVK crowd onto your Telegram, you will find us. If you have any further questions or queries or have any interesting projects you'd like to bring to our attention, feel free to email myself, cstory, cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.